And as we say in the eldering word for continuous wisdom, we say and. I'm going to invite you, along with Reb Nagy's invitation, to be open and aware of your inner elder. To receive this invocation, perhaps in a new way, certainly in a present way, by allowing yourself first to focus on your breath, your breath, your breath. Sometimes it helps to lower your gaze, let your gaze be more inward. There's nothing to see on the outside for now. Let your inner seeing emerge. And I invite you, if you're comfortable, to put both feet on the floor so you become the Malchut, connected to Mother Earth. And in order to help us with our inner standing, our inner straightness, imagine from Keter, from the top of your head on the outside, that there's this beautiful, strong string that connects you to the heavens, and it's the heavens that holds you up, which allows your whole spinal column to relax as you receive what came through me. O Holy One, Most High, beyond time and space, we who delight in your presence, source of all life, of many names, ancient mother, goddess, Rachamima, mother of compassion, Shekhinah, indwelling presence, Adama, Mother Earth, Imahot, ancestral mothers and grandmothers, you who nourish and love our souls, hear me. This one stands before you. Guide us and protect us. Illuminate our way with the deepest love. Shower us all with abundant grace and blessings. Open us to new beginnings that our guided voices might be heard in the deepest, most compassionate ways. Open us to visions, to joy, liberation, introspection, healing, strength, and comfort. Open us to our grandmothers, our grandfathers, all our ancestors, to wisdom and holiness. Open us to your presence and the presence of all beings of light with deepest gratitude. We dedicate the result of this holy work and for all, for the benefit of all, we dedicate it to the grand mothering healing of our planet Earth for peace everywhere. Baruch Hashem. Blessed is the name, blessed be. And we say together, Amen.